Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, ECRG here, back with another episode. The title of today's episode is, Should CRAs Have Sky Club Access? Now, for those of you that don't know exactly what a Sky Club is, it's an airport-type lounge where, you know, you go to the airport and they'll have a lounge there where you can get some hors d'oeuvres, a little bit of food. They'll typically serve breakfast, lunch, dinner throughout there. It's a nice place. They've got very fast Wi-Fi, tons of charging in there. Some of them even have showers. You can go in there and shower and refresh. Just a really relaxed vibe, and it's all free. Well, you pay one fee typically, and it's all free pretty much. So should CRAs have this with as much as we travel? Before we get into this a little bit further, I want to tell you guys about the resume review program. So if you're interested in leveling up in the clinical research industry or just breaking in, getting an entry-level position, and you're having a hard time with that, we can help you. So send me an email, eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com, to find out more about that. And I'll send you over basically the menu. It's going to be a bunch of options there are for the program. But you can also build it for yourself, see which options you like, and see if you'd like this and don't like that, you can add that or swap out different things too. So send me an email, eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com. But back to the video. Should CRAs have Sky Club access with as much as we travel? And, you know, a lot of companies will pay for Sky Club access. And I think obviously if they pay for it, you definitely will find out that you will use it. And it's interesting because if my company did not pay for it, you know, it's only for people that travel a certain amount, you know, like 65% or more get it. I think executives might get it too. Typically, that's how it works at companies. Which is crazy if you're working at a CRO and they're not paying for it. They should pay for it. But it's one of those things where, you know, I'd never been in one before until I became a CRA. So you kind of don't know what you're missing out on if you've never been in one. But now that I've been in one and have access to it, I am in there constantly. So it'd be hard for me to travel this much without it now. If, you know, I left and went somewhere else or went on my own, I would definitely pay for it because it's so necessary. There's tons of times where your flight's delayed and you can go in there, work, nice, quiet environment. They got printers in there. They got a business center in there. Good food a lot of the times. You know, they're not all created equal. You know, you can have drinks in there too. You know, it's all free or after you pay the one-time fee. So I feel like as much as I'm in there, I get the value out of it, just in food and drink alone. And they have good food in there. Like the other day, they had, and I'm talking about, I use the Delta Sky Club just because I fly Delta a lot. Well, that's my preferred airline to fly with. But, you know, all the airlines have them. American has them. United has them. I haven't been in the other ones, but I've been in Delta. And, you know, they're pretty independent of each other. Like, you know, for the bar, for the most part, they have the same thing. And they always have, like, a drink of the month or a drink of the week. I think it's the month. And, you know, that's the same. But even in between different concourses on the airport, the food can be different. Like, for example, I go to Atlanta a lot, and, you know, different concourses specialize in different things. Like, I think it's E, the international terminal. That's supposed to be the one with the best food. And if I have a lot of time in Atlanta, a longer layover, I will, you know, trek all the way out to E and enjoy that one, because that one has the port, so you can actually go outside too. So that's cool. And it's got two floors too. But it, I mean, the Atlanta airport got like 8 Delta terminals. Now, how many is it? A, B, C, D, E. So 5. But they've got multiple on a given concourse sometimes too. So they may have a couple lounges at each one. But, you know, and different ones have different things. So, you know, depending on what gate you're at or how much time you have, you'll go. Like, I don't always go to E, F. And actually, I did see an article. Maybe I'll put it in the description of which sky lounges are the best at the Atlanta airport. Someone actually went to all of them on one day and rated them on size, you know, cleanliness, food, etc. And E was the best one, but of course it's the furthest for most people. But anyway, you know, I haven't been to the American Lounge or United Lounges or really this American Express Centurion Lounge either. I don't have a platinum card, so I wouldn't necessarily pay for the lounge outright. But if I had a platinum card, American Express Platinum, I would go in there. And I'm thinking about switching, actually, because I'm not really liking the new features on the Chase Sapphire Reserve. That's my current card that I carry. And that has access to Priority Pass Lounge, again, which I've never been in, even though I do have access to them for free. It came with the card. I just haven't been in them because the Delta lounges are great, or they're excellent. I don't even know if I've even been to a airport with Priority Pass, because every time I have checked, they don't have lounges there. But the great thing about being a member of the Airport Sky Club is most of the time the flights you're going on, they're going to hubs or going to places with lounges. I feel like most of the time I'm going to places with lounges. So, you know, LaGuardia Airport has lounge, JFK has lounge, Atlanta, if you're doing layovers, has lounge, Salt Lake City, if you're laying over there for the West Coast, it has lounges. So most of the layover places are going to have lounges because, you know, or if they have a Delta terminal, most of the time they are going to have lounges. I have yet to fly on their international partners because a lot of times you get automatic lounge access if you're flying internationally on different fares. So I haven't been there yet, so I'll probably do an update to this episode when I have, because I'm sure you guys will be curious. But, you know, the lounge fee actually went up this year. It used to be $450. Now I think it's $550 or $500. And it may sound like a lot, you know, just for a year. And they actually changed the rule, at least for Delta, where you used to be able to go in the lounge regardless of who you were flying. Like, so if you're flying like American, you can go into the Delta lounge still because you bought the membership. Now you can only go in there if you're flying on that same day, which I think is a bogus rule because, you know, you are paying for it. You are paying for that lounge. And, you know, I think it's kind of ridiculous too, because even if I'm flying American, chances are the cities I'm in are not going to have lounges. So, I mean, they should be making money off that. Why would I buy Delta Lounge access and then, you know, fly American all the time? Because most of the time at the American airports, they're not going to have Delta Lounges. So, I mean, I feel like they didn't really think that through when they did that, but maybe there's something I'm not seeing. It is what it is. That's the policy now. But still, I love those Delta Lounges. And, you know, from what I've seen from the outside of the American Lounges, because, you know, a lot of times I do see American lounges. You can see from the outside. They look pretty comparable. Now, I don't know if the food, I can't see the food, but I can see the inside. You know, they're nice and things of that nature. But another benefit of the lounge is the people in there. You know, this is what I've learned with hospitality and travel is when you are a high paying customer, they treat you so much different than everyone else. Like, I'm Hilton Diamond or whatever, you know, the top tier Hilton. They respond to me. They are willing to bend their back over when I complain about something or when I say something in general than any other paying customer that's just has no status or just a regular guest. Cause they know they're going to make that money back with me. You know, when you call them on the phone and they say, hold on, they're checking your status and all that stuff. Or they can see it on their, they need to know who they're talking to. They can see it on their computer, so they know. So I have seen it time and time again where they're willing to waive fees that they wouldn't do for normal customers, you know, make concessions and, you know, give me this, give me that. because they know they're gonna make that money back, because, you know, over the next month I have 4 visits with them. I'm staying in their hotel 4 times. They know I spend thousands of dollars with them every month. So they know that, you know, they're gonna treat you a little bit different. Same thing with Delta. So that's one of the things about the Sky Lounge, is if I'm ever at the airport and there's something going on, you know, I need to change my flight, you know, any type of issue, I go to the Delta Lounge and have them handle it, because they treat you way different than if you just go into a regular kiosk or whatever, or a regular person, or just a random gate agent. And not to mention that that's what they're there to do, is to help the customers. But they just treat you way different when they know you're a high paying customer, or when you're a paying customer, especially in those premium settings. So yeah, I definitely do think Sky Clubs are worth it, are worth the price. You know, it's not cheap, but I mean, it does last for a year, but I do think you definitely gonna make your money back if you go in there every year. I mean, I pretty much go in there every flight, at least before my flight, because I often get to the airport early. I just happen to get through security really fast, or I budget too much time for security, but you never want to be held up by security. You make it through there fast, and I end up having about 20-30 minutes in the Sky Lounge that I didn't realize I was going to be able to have. So that's how it happens most of the time. But if it's in the morning, they got breakfast in there and it looks pretty good, you know, muffins, bagels, yogurt, fresh fruit, coffee, tea, pretty much anything you would want. Hot food, they got eggs, potatoes, you know, it's good food in there. Oatmeal, cereals, really good. It's really good stuff. But I just go in there pretty much just get water and get on the Wi-Fi, check a few emails, and then it's time for my flight. So I'm not getting maximum value there. Sometimes I'll get a mimosa in the morning. But, you know, basically on the way back when I'm flying in the afternoon, yeah, I'll definitely get a lot of value out of it. I'll go in there, you know, have a drink or two. My thing is Chardonnay. I always get Chardonnay. So have a drink or two, then probably get some food. A lot of times they have meatballs and mac and cheese. Delta Lounge is famous for their mac and cheese. They always got it. It's super creamy. It's pretty good. It's really good. And they always got other things you can add into it. Ham, grilled chicken. It's pretty good. Hot sauce. So, you know, sometimes you got to hook it up. A little crushed pepper. You know, you hook it up a little bit, but it's delicious. And, you know, another one of my favorite lounges is Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City always has pretty good food in their Delta Lounge. And D.C., Ronald Reagan. You know, it's funny because one of my favorite places that I never get that often is Qdoba. I'm a big Qdoba fan, much, much more than Chipotle and Moe's. So they got a Qdoba right outside the gate. You know, I mean, right before you get in the terminal. So before you go through security, they've got a Qdoba there. So I go get Qdoba a lot. You know, I eat it and I'm always disappointed. Well, not disappointed, but I'm always like, dang, when I go in the Delta Lounge, because they always got some of the best food in there of all the Delta Lounges I go into. And it's not just the best, it's the most consistent. They consistently have something good in that Delta Lounge, in the Ronald Reagan Delta Lounge. Consistently, it's crazy, because I'm always like, dang, I could have just ate in here because this stuff looked good. So you know, naturally I'm gonna try a few bites, but that one is consistently excellent. And they used to do the thing, I feel like I haven't traveled on a Wednesday in a while, but they used to have specials like, you know, hot dog day or like ice cream day or something in there too, or they do cupcakes sometimes, where they'll bring them around and give you some cupcakes. But I thought it was Wednesdays they had the hot dogs. That would be good. One of my least favorite Delta lounges is LaGuardia. Food wise, you know, drink wise, everything else is all good, but LaGuardia Airport does not have great Delta food. One of the lounges, they got 2 lounges. One lounge just has like soup and salad. So, I mean, obviously I'm gonna respect the soup and salad, but you know, it's not my favorite thing. Then the other lounge, you know, has hot food, but it's always not that good to me. It's always like cold chicken. You know, they got a lot of veggies. The veggies are pretty much standard everywhere. And they have if you're a vegetarian, the Delta Lounge is probably one of the best places for you to eat, because they got so many salad items and They got arugula. They got couscous. They got quinoa. They've got, you know, shredded cabbage. They got a ton of salad, and they do a really good job with that. So if you're a vegetarian, I can definitely say vegetarian or vegan, the Delta Lounge is probably one of the better places for you to go, because they really do focus on providing a lot of veggies. Like, they got more veggies than anything else in there, honestly. counting the soup and the main entrees that they have, they definitely got more vegetables in there than anything else. But yeah, so that's what I think about the Sky Clubs is, you know, they're definitely worth their value. And I know with the Platinum Amex card, you get access to, I believe, Delta or American, you can choose, and as well as a Centurion Lounge, which is only in a few places. They got JFK, Miami, those are the only two I knew. But I know there's more around the world. But those are supposed to be even next level compared to the Delta Lounge. They got like world-class chefs in there cooking up food for you. Like in the Delta Lounge, it's just put out like buffet style. But in the Centurion Lounge, I'm thinking that they actually have the chef, and you know, you tell him what you want, he's gonna cook it right there for you. So that's supposed to be next level. But so maybe I'll get there, maybe I'll change out my card. I'm actually thinking about it to that, because you know, Chase has increased their fee recently, and before it was $450, which I felt like was good value for it. But then they tried to add some DoorDash and some other things that I don't really use that much. Personally, I don't use them that much. When I'm on the road, I use them. But I'm forcing myself to use them. I prefer to eat out and stuff. But anyway, they added some of that stuff, and then they increased the price to $550, which I feel like at that price, the Platinum Amex is a better value. But we'll see. I got to think about it some more. We'll see. And then if that happens, I will be able to go into the Centurion Lounge, and I'll give you guys a full report on that. But sorry for this video being so long. I just kind of got excited talking about the Sky Clubs. But at the end of the day, I do think CRAs and high traveling people should have it, even if you have to pay for it out of your own pocket. It just makes things so much easier. And I've had issues where I've been so thankful to have it, especially long delay. I've been delayed a couple hours. You know, you go into the Sky Club, it's all good. You're just sitting there enjoying it. You know, you don't have to be stuck on the terminal. They've got comfortable chairs in there, couches, seats. They got quiet areas, business center. You can take phone calls in there. So it's a really good place. Like, I don't spend much time in the actual terminal. Like, I go to the airport. First thing I do is hit the Sky Club. Not to mention, they got nice bathrooms in there. Typically cleaner than... Actually, it's ironic. Some of them are not as clean as the actual terminal. So some of the terminal bathrooms, there's always a guy in there cleaning, like constantly. So by nature, it's going to be cleaner. But in the Delta Lounge, I guess they have people come in there periodically to clean. So sometimes it's actually not cleaner than the terminal. But a lot of times it is, because, you know, there's just less people using it. But they're definitely nicer. You got basically like a whole room to use a bathroom. They got a few of those, and then they got urinals in there too. But I just like it. And I think a lot of other series do too. You know, if you've been in a lounge, comment down below. If you're watching on YouTube, if you like the lounges or not, if you like the Sky Club. So I think I'm gonna wrap this episode up. This has gone on a little long on the lounge access. But if you guys have any questions, email me eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com. Take care.